The following pay program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply. It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back. It's Friday. That means that this is the Elisa Profumo Show.
Well, according to Adele, you should name it that.
Well, not only that. I mean, it started out with... is it Gerard or Gerald? I'm trying to think. The guy from Ireland.
Gabriel McSherry.
Gabriel said he loves the Elisa show. And so I told
He's
that
from
to
Ireland.
Yeah, Ireland. And I told that to Adele. And Adele said, you know, you should call it that. It's appropriately, it should be called the Elisa show. So maybe we're going to change it from Casual Friday to the Elisa show.
No, let's leave it at Casual Friday.
Especially since so many people can't pronounce your name. I got to get this out of the way. Okay, so Elisa's name is like Lisa with an A on the front of it.
Lisa.
Like if you can say Mona Lisa, you just leave the moan off and it's Elisa, right?
Not Alicia or Alyssa.
Alicia, Alice, Elise. We have friends that know Elisa for 25 plus years that still to this day can't get her name right. We have a friend who has like 3 PhDs and 16 doctorates, and she calls you what?
Well, she calls me Lisa now.
Lisa, because she just dropped the A. It's too hard to struggle with the A.
So today I was at visiting one of my friends this morning, and she hadn't liked our page yet, Superhuman Radio page, so I asked her to go like it. So she liked it, and she looks at me, and she goes, "What's your name?" And I said, "Elisa." She goes, "Oh, I thought it was Lisa." And then she said, "It's not Alyssa." I said, "No, it's Elisa."
I got to tell you something. This is an amazing phenomenon. I don't know what it is about the syntax of these letters, but when you put them all together side by side, people lose their ability to pronounce the word. You can get people to say you can get people to say Lisa, but you cannot get people to say Alisa. They will immediately make it Elise, Alice, Alicia, Alyssa,
Alicia,
Elise. The best one is your friend David. He just stops.
He
goes, "Well, if I got to put the A on the front, I'm going to drop the A on the back. It's Elise." That's it.
It's okay. I just say, call me whatever you want.
Yeah, there you go.
So I want to rant a little bit before we get the show started.
Okay.
I know you talked this week a little bit about the email that you got from someone by the name of Don Nas.
Yes.
But, you know, it really irritated me a little bit. I was at home the other night reading an Oxygen magazine. Well, first, for the listeners that don't know what I'm talking about, he was talking about that you should put honor and integrity first when selecting your sponsors.
Yeah.
So I'm reading the Oxygen magazine, and it made me think, you know, they have advertisers that have aspartame in their products and advertisers that fat burner products that have a...
They have advertisers whose products you would not patronize.
Exactly. But I still patronize the magazine. I still buy the magazine.
Why?
Because they have other good content.
Right.
You know?
So do you feel that by them having advertisers who do not meet your core beliefs and missions, that they are somehow trying to subversively trick you into buying those things?
No, that's my choice.
Okay. Well, I'm just curious.
But my point is that he doesn't have, if he doesn't like the product, he doesn't have to buy it, but he should buy the products that he does like.
Right. And we have some great, I mean, Altrient, great product. Whey Natural USA, the best whey protein on the market, period. End of story.
RG Cell.
I mean,
awesome product.
Every woman that uses RG Cell says after about 2 weeks of using it, "Oh my God, I can't believe how well this works."
Life extension. Their products are incredible. You know, I do have to say this while we're talking about this. Their super omega 3 in the inflammation stack that they are selling.
Right.
I have never been able to use a fish oil supplement that doesn't repeat on me or upset my stomach. Nothing with this. It's awesome.
Yeah. It is. One thing about life extension, they apply the highest standards. the highest standards when producing supplements. And that's what people want, right? Because a lot of people take supplements and wonder if, well, is it really what is supposed to be in there? Was care taken when you manufactured this and it didn't go bad or it's rancid? I mean, Life Extension Foundation has the best supplements on the market. Now, on face value, they look more expensive until you join.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, you can get a free membership, a free year membership by just going to the website, superhumanradio.com, and clicking the banner ad. Plus, get like $25 in free product, too.
Right.
Above and beyond this ridiculously cheap anti-inflammatory stack. Once you're a member, their products are just as cheap as going to VitaCost to anybody else.
And it doesn't cost anything to join.
No. Now that thanks to the promotion we have going on
well,
right now.
But back to the email. It just bothered me because I see you work so hard to try and find content for the shows that the listeners will like. You know, you do so many things for the show that people don't see behind the scenes, but I see it, and it bothers me that someone would say that to you.
That I have no honor and integrity?
Yeah.
It's okay. I mean, I don't think, you know what, in his defense, and I know he's not here to defend himself, and we're not attacking you, Don, either, because your opinion is valid. You're part of the audience. But in his defense, maybe he didn't really mean I don't have honor and integrity, but that I should have maybe a more discerning selection when allowing advertisers to come aboard. But here's one of the things that I believe in. I even say this, and as a matter of fact, somebody posted on the Facebook page just this morning that one of the things that they learned here is to use critical thinking skills and not to trust or believe anyone completely until you figure it out yourself. And I say even of me, don't take my word for a lot of the stuff we talk about on the show. Find out for yourself. Somebody sent me an article recently that some doctor, let me think who it was, Khan Santori Davidson, who is now part of the Brain Trust here, by the way. He sent me an article from some Dr. Krieger who has shows that there's some benefits to using aspartame in certain conditions.
Really?
So who am I to say that some people, I can't use aspartame. It gives me a headache spontaneously. Like an hour later, I have a headache. I can't use it.
Mm-mm.
So anyway, but go ahead. You were gonna
that's it. I'm done. Yeah. I guess that really wasn't much of a rant.
No, that was a pretty good rant for you. No, that was good. I mean, you know, usually you don't point out at things that bother you. I think that's good.
Yeah, I just, like I said, I guess I'm taking up for you a bit because I see how hard you work.
Thank
you. People
should
appreciate that.
I think they do. And it's my job, too. I'm not complaining about it. I'm fortunate to have this to do. And like I said, I asked people to send me a list of their top five supplements or products that they buy, and we're starting to get people who are sending it in now.
That's great.
Yeah, and you know what? We may have an ionizing water company on board. We're going to have some other products that I'm reaching out to that people say, hey, they would be a good fit for Superhuman Radio.
So while we're talking about shows, that Carrageenan show was really good.
Yeah, wasn't it? And now you and I have known about Carrageenan for years.
Mm-hmm.
We avoid Carrageenan like the plague. In fact, When you and I first started talking, dating, whatever you want to call it, we actually looked at some of the almond milk that you were buying.
I was buying almond milk that had carrageenan in it, and I didn't realize it.
Yeah, and then you eliminated that immediately.
Right. So many women, like you said on the show, eat low-fat products, and that's what tends to have carrageenan in it.
Yes.
So you said on the show something about the Cornucopia Institute.
Great website. They're really, really great website.
And they do have a shopping guide to foods with organic foods with carrageenan.
Right.
So for those of you who are trying to avoid carrageenan, you might want to go to the Cornucopia website and check that out.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a great, great resource. There's something else I'd like to talk about. In fact, I ended up writing a blog post right before the show today, specifically because of this. You know, there's a guy who appeared on our show who's going to remain nameless because he's not here to defend himself. And then there's a guy who sends me an email at least every other month and has done so for quite some time, who's promoting himself as a sponsored athlete. And he's trying desperately to get on the cover of some magazines. And his story is very positive. He used to be 400 plus pounds, and now he's like in the low 200s, which you have to applaud anybody who does that kind of change to their body. Let me read this briefly. He says, I'm a sponsored athlete garnering international publicity on TV, radio, and print, having appeared on over 19 programs, including The Doctors on CBS, American Ninja Warrior, The Jeff Probst Show, and a number of others, under the supervision of, I'm not going to name that name, and also my personal trainer, I'm not going to name that name. I am shredding down to 210 pounds and 7% body fat, pushing for the cover of Men's Health magazine, bad magazine to push for, because anything but health that they talk about in there. And have done it all on a plant-based whole foods diet. He had me until he said that.
Well, first of all, he said 90, not 19 programs. He said 90.
Okay. And I looked at his website, and a lot of them are like local TV news stations and stuff like that. But okay. So the bottom line is this. I was really impressed, and he sends me this email through the website at least every couple, 3 months. And I look at it, and as soon as I start reading it, I get swept away. I think, wow, this guy would be a great guest to have on the show.
Mm-hmm.
And then he always loses me when he goes, and I've done it all on a plant-based diet. And I stop. Let me come full circle to Don Knotts, right? So I feel really strongly about this. I feel that if you want to be a vegan for spiritual reasons, if you want to be a vegan because you have a sensitivity to animals, that's a good reason to be a vegan. Understanding it's not the healthiest way to eat, and you're doing it because you're sacrificing your own health because you don't want to hurt animals. I think that I applaud you. I say you have a strong constitution and belief system. God bless you, okay? But if you tell me I eat vegan because it's healthier than being an omnivore, I say, no, that's a lie. And anybody who's been a vegan for a period of time, Pam Colleen, we've had people on the show who were vegans for 8 years, 10 years. They hit the wall. They start eating omnivore again, and they get healthy again. This guy here would have lost this weight and felt better had he started eating cardboard and tissue paper because he was an embodiment of pollution at 400-plus pounds. So any change at that point in time is a change in the right direction. But going vegan is a mistake. So I dusted off an article that I published in my blog in April of last year, which, interestingly enough, the whole vegan agenda seems to spring up right around springtime.
And that is because of...
Everything's growing again, I guess. I don't know,
mm-hmm.
right? Vegetables are growing again. I don't know. So April of last year, I wrote an article, What to Say to a Vegan, where I quoted the brilliance of Dr. Lauren Cordain and two watershed studies with over 76,000 participants, folks. Do you know the longitude of a 76,000 participant study that showed that vegans had no better health outcomes for all-cause mortality than omnivores? Zero. So this notion that you're eating vegan to be healthier, it's a falsehood. Now we have a study that was just published that Adele shared, and we talked about on Subversive Science Surrounding. Vegans have a 2-time greater risk of cardiovascular disease because of the nutrients that are missing in their diet from not eating animal protein.
Vitamin B12.
Yeah. And so now we're saying, well, wait a minute. It's unhealthy to be a vegan. So here's an example of where I draw the line. I'm not going to have a guy on my show. Granted, he did something miraculous, and I applaud him for it. He lost 200 pounds. God bless him. But you got to change the way you're eating, or you're going to end up being really, really sick. And I can't promote the vegan agenda.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. And we have another friend who's a syndicated columnist who's been on the show before, and he's a vegan. And he's written some articles about how testosterone may actually be bad, that carrying all that muscle mass later in life could be. And he was aggressive when he was a kid, and he thinks that
it was so much testosterone.
I mean, and I'm thinking to myself, wait a minute, you're a doctor. You're using N=1 research here. I was aggressive when I was young, and it must have been testosterone. Now my testosterone is lower, and I'm not aggressive, and I like myself better. I'm a vegan, and I don't need all that muscle weight on me anymore, he said. Wait until he can't get out of a chair.
Mm-hmm.
Wait until he can't get out of a chair. Then he's going to wish he had some muscle on his carcass. So anyway, there's an area where I draw the line. I can't promote the vegan agenda because I know it's not healthy. I'm not saying it's worse than the way most people eat. I'm just saying it's not better. No, I'm not going to promote it as being better. So there you go. Can we take a break?
Yes.
Since this is the Elisa show?
Yes, and when we come back, we have lots of good things to talk about.
Yeah, a lot of good things. So you're listening to Casual Friday, also known as the Elisa Profumo Show. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
My friends are always
is asking me what I do to keep my face so youthful and fresh looking. I use RG Cell Super Stem Cell Support. RG Cell is the only cosmeceutical with penetrating anti-aging messenger molecules that activate old and dormant stem cells to restore your skin to a healthier, younger appearance. This helps to repair DNA, stimulate new cell growth, and aggressively eliminate wrinkles. You can learn more by visiting superhumanradio.com and clicking the RG Cell banner ad today.
Have you ever been let down by so-called nitric oxide muscle pump products before? Well, prepare to be shocked. Vengeance is like nothing you've ever tried before. Vengeance leverages several different scientifically proven technologies to deliver what some users say are painfully explosive pumps. If you are satisfied with nitric oxide products that make you wonder if they're working, move on. But if you want a muscle pump that you'll not only feel, but others will see, train with a vengeance. Go to xfmuscle.com today and get vengeance.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Wherever you call your battlefield, after each training engagement, you must recover. Introducing the most complete, all-natural and organic recovery formula and nutrition's basic training, formulated by a military veteran. Basic training provides the ammunition your body needs to recover and continue the fight. No fake sugar or flavors. No GMOs. Less than 1 milligram of sugar and soy per serving, with complete nutrition no other company provides. Arm yourself with the healthiest recovery formula on the market. The body's ammunition. And nutrition. Join the nutritional revolution by going to muscleandnutrition.com. That's muscle, AMNUTRITION.com.
Recover!
And nutrition. Power Block dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair, and they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters, as small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbells that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937 or click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com for a free brochure.
This time of year, it seems everyone's sick. You need to do everything you can to avoid it. A healthy immune system starts with a healthy lifestyle. This includes Altrient C. Altrient C delivers the vitamin C your body needs. In fact, Altrient delivers 200% more vitamin C than pills or powders. Go to altrientc.com. That's altrientc.com. It even comes with a money-back guarantee. For vitamin C that actually gets absorbed, go to altrientc.com or call 888-437-6353 to order. That's 888-437-6353. Altrient C, 21st century vitamin C.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. Boy, that's taking a long time to start.
It sounds good, though.
Oh, wait.
I like
ice,
that song.
Ice Baby.
I think I have that on my MP3 player. Okay, so I want to talk about a new app for your iPhone.
Okay.
I think it's also available for Android also.
Okay.
And it is called Fooducate. Fooducate.
Oh, I like that. Food and educate combined.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And I also want to thank Dominique Lest for posting that and making me aware of it. So basically, you can download this app on your iPhone, and you can scan foods when you're in the grocery store.
Right.
To tell you, they have a rating. There are 10 distinct grades, A through D. They have A minus, B plus, B, B minus, C plus, and so on. And these grades are based on nutrition, ingredients, and processing. So, and you can also, you have to turn on the GMO.
There's several things that you can turn on in this app. This app will, like.
You can turn on the GMO, and if it's genetically modified, it will alert you that it has a high probability of being genetically modified.
Right. In fact, if you use this app to monitor all of your food, you can turn on the blood pressure. Like if you're somebody who's looking to lower your blood pressure or lower your weight, if you want to monitor your caloric intake, you can use it for a variety of things. If you're worried about cholesterol levels, which you shouldn't be, you can have it warn you that the foods you've chosen today are pushing you high in your cholesterol. So one of the features is you can have it alert you that the food you're buying is high risk of being contaminated by genetically modified.
However, I have to tell you, I just downloaded it this morning.
Right.
And I was playing with it, and I went into Quaker Oats because we all know Quaker Oats is genetically modified.
Right.
And it does not say that under Quaker Oats.
Which makes you wonder.
Yeah. Now, I typed in Kashi because we know Kashi cereals are genetically
absolutely
modified.
Absolutely GMO.
Absolutely. And it did say high probability.
Yes, it's high probability.
Yeah.
But that still doesn't say, it should say, yes, GMO. High probability makes somebody go, well, maybe it's not a lot of GMO.
It's all GMO.
Yeah.
And so, I mean,
the jury is still out on this.
Yeah, but it is something that you can use now until something else is.
I'll tell you what's really cool about the app.
What?
So if you're willing to allow the app to use your location feature of your iPhone,
mm-hmm.
right? You can program in there the grocery stores that you shop at, and when you walk into the store, the app will open up and ready you, in other words. It knows that you walked into the store. It's like, okay, you need to be aware of this here. This store has this. I bet they're going to push coupons through it, too.
Well,
I'll bet money on it.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
I wish the Environmental Working Group would make their Dirty Dozen like that.
But like an app like this. Yeah, mm-hmm. That would be great because they would hold no punches.
Exactly.
Yeah. So we don't know who is behind this app and whether it's Meredith or not, but we're going to watch it. We're going to play with it a little bit.
Well, and it's a good start, you know?
Yeah.
So anyway, okay, so last time on Casual Friday, we talked about apples and pears and how they're sprayed with the organic apples and pears are sprayed with antibiotics.
Yeah, because of fire blight.
Right.
And we actually talked about it again with a scientist who was on the show, and her opinion was that this was not a good thing and that it needed to be, you know, eradicated by 2014 as the industry has agreed to do. So she was of the opinion that, and this was a scientist who is involved in this whole I can't think of what show it was, but she said that, yeah, it's worrisome that this antibiotic is being used even on organic foods.
Okay, a couple things I want to make a comment about. It says in the article that I'm reading from Take Part.
Right.
It says this wasn't a pure victory for the anti-antibiotic crowd. Emergency use will be allowed in orchards affected by fire blight through 2017.
Right.
So they can still use it.
But it has to be. I wonder what constitutes an emergency.
Fire blight.
Well, if they get. But I mean, I wonder how much fire blight. I wonder if like a small amount. Or they have to be at risk of losing like their entire crop.
I don't know. It doesn't specify
that.
Right. No, but what it does say is that since there's no proven alternative to antibiotic treatments for handling fire blight, growers might spray their trees and forego the organic labeling rather than lose their orchards to the disease.
Well, we're gonna have to see what they do. The one thing I did take exception, and I know that this article was written by Willie Blackmore for Take Part. And at the very, very bottom of the article, there's a couple sentences that would make people think that this is much to do about nothing. He indicates that there's no residual antibiotic left behind on these apples and pears or whatever fruit they're spraying
apples
them on.
Apples and pears.
And that would lead some to go, oh, well, you know what? I guess it really doesn't matter if there's some tetracycline. And all I would say is this. The pesticide industry has said for decades that there's no residual pesticide left on fruit once it's washed. But we now know that it's actually in the flesh of the fruit because it's being absorbed through the root system.
Right.
Because it's raining down on the dirt, and then the dirt pulls it in, and then the roots pull it in, and then it comes up in the inside of the plant. So believing that something that you're spraying on the outside of a plant is making no residual imprint on that plant or leaving itself on that plant is highly suspect to me. And I think that people who point to that and go, look, you know, you're getting upset about nothing. You need to check your facts. Read this article right here. need to have their heads examined, because if you really think that spraying antibiotics on these, and let's face it, you know how they spray, right?
No,
I mean, they pour that stuff on. Mm-hmm. Okay?
And don't sometimes the people who are spraying have on hazmat suits?
Sure they do. Yeah, and if there's no residual effect, why are they wearing those?
Why are they wearing the hazmat suits?
Yeah, I mean, they can't they just wash it off when they take a shower? Mm-hmm. You know? So this notion that, well, okay, we're all good because there's no residual effect. You know, they tested it and there's no residue left on this fruit. I don't buy it. Okay? This is an example of people not using critical thinking skills. Okay?
Okay.
If you spray something on a piece of fruit while it's growing, right? And you assume that this compound can get in and impregnate it, but this one can't. Really? Is that critical thinking?
Someone did say that on Facebook.
I know, on a post
in Facebook that
I know, and a good friend of the show, Richard Patterson, indicated, well, there you go. Maybe there's nothing for me to worry about. And I say, no, Richard, there is something for us to worry about, because I absolutely guarantee you that some study will come out before this whole thing is over showing that the residual amount of tetracycline left in apples is this. And then people are going to go, oh, wow, we were lied to. No, you allowed yourself to be lied to. You know that if pesticides are getting in and they're spraying them on these crops, what makes you think that the antibiotics aren't being sucked up through the root system and pulled into the plant?
Right.
Just because somebody wrote in an article? So, no, this is fodder for critical thinking skills here, folks.
And there was also some comment in the article about the resistance to tetracycline being an issue as well.
Yeah. I mean, it is an issue. The resistance for plants, the resistance because of the fire blight, but also the resistance, the effects on people. We already know what's going on. Antibiotics are one of the contributing obesogens in our food system right now. We know that antibiotics are given to cows to keep them alive, but one of the byproducts that farmers love is it makes cows fatter faster. So you don't think that the residual amount of antibiotics, you're looking at me like you didn't know that.
Mm-mm.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Antibiotics add weight to livestock quickly, like anabolic steroids.
Well, I knew that corn did.
Antibiotics do too. And so it's thought that the residual antibiotics in our food chain is part of the 1,000-piece puzzle that is the obesogenic nature of society today.
That's interesting.
Yeah, it's terrible. I mean, it's just one more thing. But anyway, okay, so I digress. We actually have to take a break, believe it or not.
Okay.
When we come back, we have more good things to talk about. Lots of good stories, lots of good subjects. You're listening to Casual Friday on Supreme Radio, brought to you by the power of Elisa Profumo. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Way Natural USA is the best whey protein in the world. Not only is it from Amish grass-fed cows inside the United States, but it's the only grass-fed whey in the world that is not heat pasteurized. Don't be fooled by other grass-fed whey products that are low heat pasteurized. Only the patented Chill-Rite process leaves all the natural fractions of whey intact to boost your immune system while building more muscle. And Way Natural USA is also the lowest price for non-heat pasteurized grass-fed whey protein in the world. Don't waste your time on products that only deliver 15 grams of protein per scoop. Choose the best with 25 grams of protein per scoop. Way Natural USA. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Way Natural USA banner ad today to see why anything less is wasting your money.
No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan 2, Mechano Growth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like triptorelin or follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Companies.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of
the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household. Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
True Protein is now TrueNutrition.com. The company that gave you personalized protein blends has now expanded their offerings to include over 5,000 new products. Whether your interests are health and fitness, sports nutrition and supplements, or fitness gear and accessories, you'll find what you're looking for at TrueNutrition.com. Check out the new vegetarian and vegan product lines as well. Oh, and don't worry, you can still blend your own personal protein supplements with a full range of milk, whey, casein, beef, egg, rice, and soy proteins. Check out TrueNutrition.com today.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. Before we go on to the topic at hand, because you know what? I didn't think about this, but a lot of people may not be aware of this already.
Okay.
So, I went to an old article from last year from American Association for the Advancement of Science online magazine, which is part of Highwire Press. Do antibiotics make us fat? The first sentence in the article. Farmers have long used antibiotics to make cows, pigs, and turkey gain weight much faster.
That's interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's and it's thought that they make us fatter, too. And the way they think it works is by disrupting the microbiome of the gut that causes us to metabolize food in such a way that we promote fat storage.
Hmm.
There you go.
There you
okay.
go with the gut again.
So now let's get back to the subject at hand. The weather is warm. The soil is calling your name.
And the vegans are coming out.
And the vegans are coming out. So it's time to start growing that garden again.
Yeah. Actually, I'm looking forward to doing some gardening this year. But I have a couple things that I want to talk about, kind of green things, you know, trying to stay away from toxic chemicals.
Right.
So one thing I ran across that I found was really interesting was if you have a problem with ants, like say, not that I want to kill ants, that's not my goal.
No, because uncles would be really lonely then.
But if you take, being in the South, I guess we're in the South, if you take grits, dry grits, and just spread them around, the ants will actually eat one little piece of that grit, and it expands in their body and kills them.
Yeah, once they drink water.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it does the same thing to ants that... sparrows that used to eat the rice thrown at weddings used to have happen to them when they would eat a bunch of rice and then they would drink some water and then the rice would expand in their stomachs and the poor little things would croak.
Mm.
That's why they don't throw rice at weddings anymore because of that. But anyway, so that's good. So you can get rid of ants that way.
Right. And so if you have roses in your garden and you are having issues with them being healthy, one thing that you can do is you can take banana peels and plant them around your roses for the potassium.
Really?
Which helps your roses to grow really well.
So would you have to like grind it up or just throw them whole on the roots, like in the root area?
Well, you can do a couple different things. You have to let them start getting really, like when they have the black spots on the banana
ripe,
peel.
Really ripe, yeah.
You can plant you can put an actual, dig a hole and put a whole banana in there if you want to.
Wow, okay.
Or one thing that I also read was you can, once you eat the banana, save your banana peel. Don't put it in your compost. Let it decompose on its own. You can actually put it in the oven and help it decompose quicker. And then when it gets really black, just cut it into pieces or crack it into pieces and plant it inside.
So you got to push it into the dirt.
Push it into the dirt, just like a fertilizer, and right. It would go all around the base of your roses.
Wow. Wow, that's amazing. Are you going to do that? Because you have beautiful knockout roses throughout your backyard and front yard. Are you going to do that this year?
I am. I don't usually eat bananas, but I was at the grocery store the other day and I bought some bananas. I'm waiting for them to get really ripe.
You're going to wait for them to get ripe so you can throw the banana away and keep the skin, right?
Well, I'll freeze the banana and use it at a later date for something. Yeah, right. And I'm going to use the banana peels on my roses.
That's funny. That's funny. Okay.
So it says here you can bake the banana peels to accelerate the decomposition of them. I already said that at 350 degrees in your oven. You can also make a banana puree tonic, which you freeze the old bananas. That's what I can use the bananas for.
Okay, I'm listening.
Remove the brown tip from the frozen banana, cut it up into a blender, and pour enough water into the blender to cover the banana, liquefy it. Once you have this puree, pour it into a gallon container.
And feed it to your baby. Sounds like baby food to me. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
And then you add water, and then you shake it up to mix it, and then you put it on the surrounding soil.
Water your plants with
mm-hmm.
it.
Yeah.
I mean, but here's the problem. I love frozen bananas.
You can also use it to spray on the rose bushes, too.
Right. But I love frozen bananas. One of the things I love to do when a banana starts getting ripe, and I know I'm not ready to eat it, is to peel it, wrap it in wax paper or plastic wrap, and put it in the freezer and freeze it. And then if I feel like I want ice cream, I'll eat that banana. Can I have the bananas that you're going to use to make to feed to the roses, and you can just feed them the banana peels instead?
Sure.
Okay.
Okay, another tip I have is for your hands. If you're in the garden working, of course you should have gloves on.
Right.
But when you're finished, if you just rinse your hands with some distilled vinegar, it will neutralize the lime in the soil.
Mm-hmm.
And then just rinse that off and put olive oil on your hands.
To keep them from getting too rough. I guess the lime dries the skin out, doesn't
mm-hmm.
it? Interesting. Very, yep. very interesting.
Okay, and then the last one is for blackstrap molasses.
So wait a minute. You're giving the plants bananas and blackstrap molasses. Why don't we just take them all to the ice cream parlor?
Pour a gallon of water into a 2-gallon bucket and let it sit for 24 hours. That allows the chlorine to vaporize out of the water.
Or you could use bottled water, I guess.
Yeah, huh? you should always do that when you're watering your plants.
Really?
Inside house plants, anyway.
Really?
That's
yeah.
what I try to do.
Okay.
And then you dissolve 1 tablespoon of blackstrap molasses in the water. You just dump it in the water and stir it.
And this is used as a plant food?
Mm-hmm.
And I could see why. Blackstrap molasses has sulfur in it. What else does it have in it?
Magnesium.
Mm-hmm.
Iron. It has a lot of things in it.
And sugar for the ants.
And then you get the grits for the ants.
Yeah, there you go. You give them molasses and grits. And then they die, but they die with a southern accent.
Oh,
y'all.
Yeah.
I'm dying, y'all.
Okay, so that's all my green tips for today about planting.
And you're going to have more with each show because this is the season to start planting again, right?
Yes, I am.
Good. Okay.
Okay. I want to switch gears a little bit. Do you want to talk about the new ruling by the FDA?
Yes. About a new drug?
Well, it's not a new drug.
No, but yes. Let's talk about that.
Okay. So the FDA allows the return of the drug for a morning sickness.
And do we know the name of the drug? It's Diclegis, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no. That's the new name.
It was formerly called Bendectin, and it was used for morning sickness, but was pulled off the market because it caused
birth defects. Right. So here's this is classic FDA switcheroo, right? So Bendectin was a drug given to women for morning sickness until it was determined that it caused birth defects.
It was withdrawn 30 years ago, by the way.
Right. So the company that's had Bendectin started to run some new research on it, and they decided that, you know, maybe that wasn't the reason for the birth defects. So they petitioned the FDA to reintroduce the drug based on this new research. And, of course, the FDA says, yeah, why not? What the hell? And what's even worse, they're not going to reintroduce the drug under the name Bendectin. Oh, heavens no, they wouldn't do that because women would know what they're getting. And they'd say to their doctor, no, I don't think I want that because I think that may have caused birth defects. The doctor would say, well, no, we've done research now that says it didn't. And the woman would say, yeah, but I don't want to take a chance. And Bendectin wouldn't sell. So the FDA says, sure, you can call it Diclegis instead so that no one knows what they're getting. No one even knows to ask their doctor, wait a minute, Bendectin, wasn't that something that was taken off the market 30 years ago because of birth defects? This is classic FDA switcheroo, folks. This is the, look, let's say the FDA wasn't corrupt for a second. Let's just make believe. It's the land of Oz, okay? And the FDA is not corrupt. And in reality, they say, you know what? We've looked at the research, and the research is very strong that Bendectin did not cause those birth defects. Then reintroduce it under the same name.
Okay, what I don't understand is in this article it says that since 30 years ago it was taken off the market, right? It says since then the drug has gone through rigorous testing. For this new approval, the FDA studied Diclegis in 261 women.
Right.
In 30 years they couldn't study more than 261 women.
Right. Right, exactly. That's a great point. That's a really good point. Right.
You know, and these women were experiencing sickness. So out of the 261 women, half of them received placebo.
Right.
So
we're talking about 130 and a half women.
Could they not find more people than that in 30 years?
Yeah. Yeah. That's a really good point. And you know why? They don't want to. And who knows? You know, don't forget, these companies do research that never comes to the forefront. There may be other research that they did that didn't favor the outcome that they were looking for that we're not hearing about. So here's the bottom line. You know somebody who's pregnant. You know somebody who's going to get pregnant. And you think there's a chance of morning sickness. Tell them that Diclegis is actually Bendectin, which was taken off the market 30 years ago for being linked to birth defects.
Well, they should make the doctors tell the patient that.
Oh, they're not going. If that was the case, they wouldn't change the name. They would say to the doctor, hey, we're reintroducing Bendectin. We took a second look at it, and we think it's safe.
Well, I know I asked you this the other day because I read the article the other day, and I said to you, if you were a woman and you were pregnant and your doctor prescribed you something and said and told you that it was on the market before but was pulled off, would you take it?
Of course not. Would you put your baby at risk? Obviously, that's why they could only find 260 people to try it. I mean, let's be honest. Where'd those 260 people come from? Probably clinics where women couldn't even afford the money for their pregnancies. And they're going in and they're on the lowest rung of the socioeconomic scale. And they're probably telling these women, nah, it's safe. Don't worry about it. Try it. And then they're like following them.
Yes.
I mean, come on. This is nonsense. You know what? If you're going to reintroduce it, FDA, make them reintroduce it under the same name. Have some spine, some character, some... Friggin', like, don't you have a morsel of honesty left over there? Or no? You can't make these companies do the right thing? Then you shouldn't be providing oversight to them. We have to take a break.
Okay.
The FDA. Oh, they're disgusting. Really. Okay. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating. But you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Electronic muscle stimulation is state-of-the-art for pain management and muscle recovery. Now from ABC Medical comes the Pain Pod. Pain Pod is a professional strength EMS unit and provides 12 therapeutic modes and 20 intensity settings. It comes with everything you need. Small, convenient, rechargeable, and portable. But make no mistake, Pain Pod delivers commercial-grade strength for immediate pain relief. The Pain Pod normally sells for $300.
$349. But for a limited time, the Superhuman Nation can get the Pain Pod for only $200, including shipping. Pain Pod comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Pain Pod banner ad today to learn more.
Power Block dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair, and they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters, as small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbells that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937 or click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com for a free brochure.
New from Rob Ragish, author of The Blueprint and SHR's own Blueprint Power Hour, comes the Blueprint Bulletin. Every month, Rob delivers the absolute latest and greatest information right to your inbox. Everything's on the table, including training, diet, supplementation, gray market products, and more. This is a fantastic way to stay one step ahead of your competition and use these secrets to up your game. Go to theblueprintbulletin.com or click the Blueprint Bulletin banner ad on superhumanradio.com to get your free introductory issue. Go to the blueprintbulletin.com today. Usually something for nothing is worth nothing, but go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad to get a one-year Life Extension Foundation membership free, plus a $25 product credit. So what does that buy you? Cutting-edge information, knowledgeable health advisors, huge discounts on blood tests and supplements. Want to stay younger and healthier longer? Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad and become a Life Extension member now. No cost, no obligation. No kidding. Calling all men. The Men's Stack is here from Muscle Gauge Nutrition. The Men's Stack will give you the energy you need to train harder and the materials you need to build new muscle. The Men's Stack includes American Protein Isolate, Stimulant-Free Pre-Workout Alpha Rage, Muscle Pump Activator, L-Arginine, AKG, and Multivitamin Plus Minerals specifically formulated for men. Now, Superhuman Radio listeners can get this Men's Stack for just $99 and free shipping while supplies last. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Muscle Gauge banner ad today.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
I like this song. Welcome back.
Very superstitious.
What'd you do with that money? What money? The money your mother gave you for singing lessons.
Okay, did you see what Adele posted on Facebook? He said grits blow up other beans as well.
Yeah, and he's got a picture of Ronnie Coleman because in the video, The Incredible, I think it was called, of Ronnie Coleman, one of the, his Olympia win years, they followed Ronnie for his pre-competition. That's the one, the most amazing video you've ever seen of a bodybuilder. If you haven't seen this video, you should really watch it. Ronnie Coleman's front squats like 700 pounds for reps. Deadlifts 700 pounds for reps. I mean, it's just unbelievable how strong he was getting ready for his competitions. And every morning he started his day by taking grits and eggs and mixing them together and frying them in a frying pan, eggs and grits together. And that was what he had for breakfast in the morning, grits and eggs. So obviously what Adele is making reference to is that not only does it blow up the little stomachs of little ants, but it blows up the muscles of big bodybuilders too.
Okay, so while we're talking about the FDA, this week the FDA would not approve the generic version of OxyContin. And I said to you, well, the FDA finally did something worthwhile.
Well, and I don't know that. So, okay, it's kind of like the whole gun control debate, right? Okay, so if the FDA says we're going to bar generic OxyContin, right?
Uh-huh.
Does that make the drug abuse problem literally vaporize? Okay, so now we don't have any generic OxyContin, so we can't, the drug, that whole industry goes away? Or are they just going to turn to the more expensive brand name version of it?
Well, the original version of OxyContin, which was approved in 1995, it could easily be crushed.
Right.
And that released the entire narcotic payload at once rather than over time.
Time, right, right.
So now the new version that was introduced in 2010 turns into a jelly-like
mess.
Which
is oxycodone. Oxycodone. But my point is this. Are they really making the drug problem go away? I mean, maybe you're right. Okay, maybe this is one where I go thumbs up FDA.
My point was maybe the generic versions are going to be the kind that they can crush and get the entire load at once. And so that lends to being
abused.
Exactly.
But what I don't know is, does the brand name OxyContin, not the oxycodone, does the brand name OxyContin still have the ability to be crushed? And if it can still be used for the abusive side, then all it's going to do is drive the prices up on the street for the drug abusers. So I don't know. I don't know. You know, I guess I should go, yes, good job, FDA, you're finally doing something. But my experience is the FDA doesn't do anything that doesn't benefit some player in the pharmaceutical landscape. Okay. And are they doing that now?
As a part of Tuesday's decision, the FDA also said it had approved a label for the new version of OxyContin, stating that it was less prone to abuse through inhaling or injecting.
Yeah.
And this is the first time that the agency has allowed a manufacturer to state that a narcotic drug has tamper-resistant properties.
Well, that's good. They should do what they do in Europe. I don't know if this is the way it is in the UK, but in many parts of Europe, narcotics can only be obtained in suppository form.
Mm-hmm.
God's honest truth. So if you want to be a junkie, it's not really like hip and romantic where, you know, you smack a vein and you inject it and you get high. You got to bend over and your buddy's got to put the little jelly capsule in your butt and then you put it in his butt and then you sit there and you get high. There's something really, you know, like, oh, I don't think I want to be a junkie anymore. If I got to have things put in my butt and put things in my friend's butt to get high, I don't think I want to be a junkie. And that's what they should do. All narcotics should come in a suppository form. Because if you're really in pain, if you're really, really in pain, you're going to be like, dude, man, do what you got to do. I'm in pain. But if you're not really in pain, you're just looking to abuse it, you're not going to go out and say, hey, me and my girlfriend are going to get high tonight. And I'm going to put a suppository in her butt and she's going to put one in my butt and we're going to sit around and be stoned. No, that's not cool. No one wants to do that. And I think that's the answer. All narcotics should be in suppository form. End of story. That's it.
Okay.
That's my answer, FDA.
Okay. So I have an article here that has six dangerous prescription drugs that you should never take.
And I like this. It's a good article.
Okay.
So, and I like the first one right off the bat.
The first one is PPIs, protein pump inhibitors. Proton pump inhibitors. Freudian slip.
Protein pump inhibitor.
Proton pump inhibitors, which is Nexium.
Right. The little purple pill. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No, you know, these are one of the most dangerous drugs out there because they cause malnutrition, they cause disrupted digestion, and they allow idiots to eat foods that their body's trying to tell them not to eat.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you look at these commercials where the guy is trying to eat the hot dog and the hot dog is smacking him in the face.
Was that the Prevacid?
Yeah. The foods you like don't like you anymore? Well, take Prevacid. It's like, no. If you eat something and you get sick, don't eat it anymore. Don't take a pill so you can eat it. Don't eat it anymore.
Okay, the next one is statins, and I know we've talked about that so much, but statins, we all know how dangerous they are. The next one was antibiotics.
Bingo.
Antipsychotics.
Very dangerous drugs. Drugs for schizophrenia. Any drug that screws around with the landscape of the brain chemistry, in my humble opinion, is by far one of the most dangerous drugs. Because it's very hard to get people off of them once you get them on them. So.
Selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors.
Another one. I mean, just like schizophrenia drugs, I mean, the SSRIs fool around with serotonin, you know, and obviously affect dopamine and all the other neural landscape of the brain.
Prozac, Zoloft, Paxil, Lexapro. And the problem, they're prescribed so often,
right?
Especially these SSRIs.
Right.
They prescribe every time you turn around, doctor.
There was somebody I was talking to recently. And I don't know if I was talking to this person. Oh, yeah. We were talking to somebody at a party recently. We were at the Final Four party at a friend's house.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a girl there who's diagnosed with breast cancer. And we were talking. And I was asking her questions about her life. How do you sleep? Do you sleep well? No, I haven't slept well in years. I said, so what do you do for? And she named an SSRI. I says, well, that's an antidepressant. She goes, yeah, but my doctor gave it to me for sleep. And I said, have you ever tried melatonin instead? She goes, no, my mom takes melatonin to sleep. And I'm thinking, why do doctors give people antidepressants to sleep? I mean, it's like they're not called sleeping pills, first of all. That's like an off-label application. But why fool around with their serotonin levels? If you want to boost serotonin levels, why not make them take L-tryptophan? Something that washes out of the system and is gone. Why are you going to screw with their landscape of their brain like that?
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't make sense to me. But maybe that's because I'm not on an SSRI.
It says here that the SSRIs cause gastrointestinal bleeding.
Well, I'll tell you something else they cause. You can always tell a woman who's been on an SSRI for a long time.
How?
Because it causes distension of the lower abdomen.
Really?
The soft tissue that holds the intestines in place gets stretched out. So they get this right below the navel. It almost looks like they're shaped like a light bulb. Their butt's pointing out on one end, and their tummy is pointing out at the other end, right below the navel. They get this. It looks like they were in an elevator that hit the ground too hard, and they got round at the bottom. They all have that. If you look at a woman, and she's got that really, really bad round pooch below the waistline in the lower abdomen, mm-hmm. 99% of the time you can walk up and say, hey, I bet you take an antidepressant, and I bet you've taken it for 10 years or more. And she'll go, yeah, you're right. How do you know? And you point at her stomach and go, that's how. Because it's changing the ligaments and the connective tissue that hold your intestines in place. How do you like that one?
That's interesting.
Yeah, yeah. Guess what else? Adele talked about this. You fool around with serotonin levels, and you're fooling around with the valves in your heart.
Yep, that was the next one, heart disease. That's what it says. Yeah. It causes heart disease.
Yeah, nobody cares about that, right? You want to be depressed? Take an antidepressant for 10 or 15 years and then find out that your heart doesn't work. You really need antidepressants then.
So why don't they pull that off the market just because of that reason?
Well, the FDA is thinking of letting them change the name so that people don't know that they're SSRIs. They're going to call them friendly little happy friend pills instead. No, why? Really? Because the FDA doesn't give a damn if people get sick and die. You think they care? How do the doctors reconcile? Well, you've got this disease, and on a magnitude scale, it's a 9. Well, I'm going to give you this drug that's going to mitigate the symptoms of that disease, and the side effects from the drug are an 8. How do doctors go, well, you know, I'm going to help them with that disease, but I'm going to give them 6 others? How do they reconcile themselves as doctors to do that?
I have a quick story I want to talk about.
Okay.
I took my friend's parents to the airport the other day in the morning.
This is good. Yeah.
And he's 78 and she's 77. And he was telling me that they walk 2 miles 5 days a week. He plays softball May through September on a senior league. They do water aerobics 3 times a week together. And neither one, and they take a lot of supplements, and neither one of them take any medication.
Any medication.
Zero medication.
So at a recent doctor's visit,
the nurse said, list all of your medications here. So he, of course, didn't list anything. And then as he was getting ready to leave, she said, sir, you didn't list your medications. He said, I told you I don't take medications. I mean, she like came back to
couldn't
him twice.
Couldn't believe it. That he like you're 78 years old and you don't take any medication. Something is wrong.
Mm-hmm.
No, actually something is right. You know what the sad part of all that is?
What?
They're healthier than their children.
That's very true. They both are very healthy.
And the children
mm-hmm. aren't. He had metabolic syndrome.
Type 2 diabetes.
Type 2 diabetes now.
And God knows, you know, it's like, wait a minute. There's something, you should pay attention to what your parents are doing.
Exactly. So. The last one is opioid pain relievers.
Yeah. And what's OxyContin, I believe.
OxyContin, Percocet, Vicodin, codeine, and morphine.
All the fun drugs.
Those aren't fun. They make you feel like crap.
I know. They make you stupid.
I had a tooth extracted one time, and they prescribed codeine, and I took it, and it made me sick. I'd never take it again.
Did you throw up a lot?
I did.
Yeah. A lot of people throw up from those types of drugs. So,
why would they take that?
I don't know.
Took it once in my life and never again.
Yeah. All right. We have to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we'll pick it up with more. And I think we have a couple listeners. I got to look in the inbox.
We do. We do. I have some.
Stay tuned. You're listening to the Elisa Profumo Show. We'll be right
back. It's Casual Friday.
Elisa Profumo.
Casual Friday.
Elisa Profumo.
Hey, yo.
Hey, yo.
Literally something for nothing is worth nothing. But go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad to get a one-year Life Extension Foundation membership free, plus a $25 product credit. So what does that buy you? Cutting-edge information, knowledgeable health advisors, huge discounts on blood tests and supplements. Want to stay younger and healthier longer? Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad and become a Life Extension member now. No cost, no obligation, no kidding.
Way Natural USA is the best whey protein in the world. Not only is it from Amish grass-fed cows inside the United States, but it's the only grass-fed whey in the world that is not heat pasteurized. Don't be fooled by other grass-fed whey products that are low heat pasteurized. Only the patented Chill-Rite process leaves all the natural fractions of whey intact to boost your immune system while building more muscle. And Way Natural USA is also the lowest price for non-heat pasteurized grass-fed whey protein in the world. Don't waste your time on products that only deliver 15 grams of protein per scoop. Choose the best with 25 grams of protein per scoop. Way Natural USA. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Way Natural USA banner ad today to see why anything less is wasting your money.
My friends are always asking me what I do to keep my face so youthful and fresh looking. I use RGCell Super Stem Cell Support. RGCell is the only cosmeceutical with penetrating anti-aging messenger molecules that activate old and dormant stem cells to restore your skin to a healthier, younger appearance. This helps to repair DNA, stimulate new cell growth, and aggressively eliminate wrinkles. You can learn more by visiting superhumanradio.com and clicking the RG Cell banner ad today.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
If you want to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre, intra, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today. You train hard. You push the limits of your body every day, and sometimes pain pushes back. Now silence your pain with Phoenix Kinetocream. Kinetocream is made using a perfect blend of natural ingredients and reduces inflammation and shuts down pain with its very first use. Listen to what one user said about Phoenix Kinetocream.
Training made me ache. My back, my shoulders, even my elbows. I rub Kinetocream on my shoulders, and in minutes, I could feel the pain go away, not covered up by that freezing feeling like other creams. The pain was gone.
You can learn more about Kinetic Cream by visiting PhoenixBioPerformance.com. Don't let pain slow you down. Rise above the ashes with Phoenix Kinetic Cream. That's PhoenixBioPerformance.com.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
One of those rap guys' girlfriends. Because she's got a big old butt.
I only talk to her because she looks like a total prostitute. Okay? I mean, she's so fat. She's just so thin.
She's so big.
She's so round.
She must be Kim Kardashian.
How about that video on Facebook?
Oh, my God. Of the girl whose butt implant turned over.
Mm-hmm.
That was this weirdest looking, skeeviest looking thing.
Yeah, it was awful.
I mean, really, butt implants?
Who would do that? Do you remember we were at that wedding last year and someone asked me if I
if you had butt implants, you know? And you said, no, I squat. I don't think they knew what that meant either.
Okay, so I have a question for you.
Okay.
How can someone be both stuffed and starved?
A dead turkey is stuffed, and it's probably starving too. I don't know. I give up.
No, it's an article. Well, actually, it's a book that it was actually released in 2008. But I found an article about it, which I think this was also on Take Part. And it's just talking about how Americans are stuffing themselves, but they're eating foods that have no nutrient value.
Right.
So they're still hungry, and they're eating those types of foods that the more you eat, the more you want to eat, and they're not getting any vitamins or minerals.
And in fact, Jim, what is Jim's last name from Chicago? You know, you remembered last time I asked you. I couldn't. It starts with an M, doesn't it? Jim.
He was the one talking about metabolism.
Yeah, well, he did a 3-part show about eating for your genetic makeup.
Mm-hmm.
And he said one of the salient characteristics, if you're eating the wrong food, is if you feel like you want to binge on it. You mm-hmm. never feel satisfied while you're eating it. That's an indicator that is the wrong food for your genetic makeup. Jim Marlowe. Thank you.
Jim Marlowe, yeah.
Great interview, by the way. If you haven't, dig it up in the archive. It's 3-part. It's fantastic.
And it's talking about how inexpensive foods tend to be full of empty calories and too much fat, too much sodium, making it easier to pack on the pounds. But in this article, one thing that, and by the way, we're going to try to get this author on the show.
Right, right.
One of the things it talked about that I found pretty interesting was he points out that at one point the Black Panthers started a program, which this was in the 1970s, to feed poor children.
Right.
The radical activist group started the program when the U.S. government wouldn't step in. Remember, this was in the 70s.
Right.
They were feeding more people than the state of California, the Black Panthers were.
That's cool. I didn't know that about them.
They were a service organization in many ways, offering free shoes, free prescriptions, and poor kids in the neighborhood were welcome to come and have free breakfast with them.
Yeah.
And then finally, they shamed the federal government into stepping in to do something about hunger in the 1970s.
That's an amazing thing that we don't know about the Black Panthers. Because don't forget, when in the 70s, the Black Panthers were labeled as a militant, outlying group that was trying to subversively hurt the United States during the Vietnam War and all this other stuff. Angela Davis was a very outspoken Black Panther who went to jail for her entire life. I think she just got out recently, the poor thing. So, you know, this is really good to hear. Who knew that the Black Panthers were really doing these good things? Now we find out. Right.
Right. And the problem with he talks about the food bank system and the foods that they give are not the best foods.
Right.
I think there's a Toronto Food Policy Council. They're starting to an anti-hunger policy where they're giving people actually plots of land where they can grow their own food.
Right. That's smart. You know, this, you know what this speaks to, too? And we're working on a show about eating ancestrally on a budget, and we're actually going to have like real budgeted items. But this speaks to that in a way, because when you're feeding your family the wrong foods, they're constantly hungry.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're like, oh my God, we spend thousands of dollars a month. How are we going to now spend 50%, 20%, 30% more by switching?
Organic foods.
No, you won't eat. You're not going to eat as much food. People are going to be satisfied with the food.
Well, and not only that, right. People need to be educated. That's where it has to start.
Right.
People have to be educated on what to buy, how to fix it, how to eat it.
But how do you compete with the My Plate and the food pyramid and government agencies that are promoting these foods that are clearly at the core of this overeating frenzy because they're subsidizing these crops and they have to sell them? How do you compete with that?
I guess you start at a grassroots level and just do what you can in your own surroundings.
I say this is yet another phase of evolutionary selection pressure. I really do. I've said that before, and I think the people probably feel that that's a cold thing to say, but I think there's going to be a lot of thinning of the herd in the next 4 or 5 generations in the gene pool, because there are going to be people who are going to follow the mantra that the government is putting forth, eat the food that's causing disease and illness, and then there's going to be this little faction like us that are eating ancestral, and people saying, oh, it's too expensive to do it that way, and you can't afford to do it that way, and we're going to do it. Well, guess what? I say 4, 5, 6 generations from now, there's going to be a whole lot of people taken out of the gene pool because they're not asking the right questions. Like, why is this food? Why am I still hungry after I eat? Why am I getting fatter and fatter, even though I'm following the ADA's recommendations? It's like, It's, I think it's evolutionary selection pressure at its best. It's sad to say.
So, so just on the heels of this article, just I wanted to mention Taco Bell announced that they're going to get healthier, that they're going to offer a healthier...
They're going to go out of business?
They're going to offer a healthier menu in 7 years.
In 7 years.
In 7 years. How, why does
well, it's
going
to take them 7 years to figure out what healthy is, I guess.
That, yeah, their new Doritos Locos Tacos is evidently doing really well.
Oh, yeah. Because everybody who goes to Taco Bell wants to eat healthy. Oh, my God.
In this article, it says, does anyone actually go to Taco Bell who is worried about calories or sodium?
That's what, that's point, my point, exactly. You know...
I think their target is looking for something that is convenient, low cost, and fills them up. And that goes back to...
Eating the right foods.
People need to learn...
Yeah. To eat the right foods.
Yes. Okay.
That, what about this? Do you want to address this?
Yes.
Adele Moussa sent this to us, and we really hadn't had a chance to fit it into the show, but this is a good place to talk about it. And that is, there's a research, you know, you always hear about people who are fat but metabolically healthy.
Uh-huh.
Like, there's always people that are overweight out there, and they'll go, yeah, but my blood pressure is fine, and this is fine, and that is fine. And so they think, well, see, there's no problem. Well, it's called the Pizarro study. And basically, I'm just going to summarize in my idiot approach what it says. Here's what it says, basically. Yeah, you're healthy now, but if you keep doing what you're doing, you're not going to be healthy later. It's kind of like if you buy a car that wasn't made to tow a Winnebago and you slap a hitch on it, you start towing a Winnebago and you're like, wow, this is cool. This car's towing the Winnebago. This is okay. And it's not showing any signs of damage and wear and tear. So you're like, oh, I can just keep on doing this. Well, no, you can't keep on doing it. You're in a window right now where the damage isn't showing up yet because the car is still resilient enough to overcome the potential damage. But if you keep doing it, then you're going to find out that you stretch the chassis and the transmission starts slipping, the rings are burning oil, and everything else goes to hell in a handbasket. And that is basically the analogy for people who go, well, you know what? Yeah, I'm 75 pounds overweight. I'm 50 pounds overweight. But my doctor says I'm still healthy. My blood sugar is still in the good place. Yes, but you're at a window right now where if you stay there, you're going to be sick. And that's what this study basically shows. So those people out there who are looking at being overweight because their doctor says, you know, you're healthy, like giving you license to be overweight, you're stupid because you're going to get sick. You're going to get sick.
It's like anything else. It'll catch up with you.
Bingo.
If you don't take care of your house, it catches up with you sooner or later.
And you know what else catches up with you?
What?
Good health.
Yeah.
Training in the gym, you grow muscles. You get more energy. Getting to sleep on time, you get more energy. You're clearer headed. Eating the right foods, you have more energy. Your skin looks better. That catches up with you too.
Yep.
So it just depends on what you want to catch up with you. Do you want to blow a heart valve? Do you want to have high blood pressure? Do you want high triglycerides? Do you want problems with blood sugar? Then be fat. Say, hey, but my doctor says I'm healthy, so I'm going to stay fat. See, some people can be – I know somebody very close to me who used to say, well, it's okay for me apparently because my blood pressure is fine and my blood sugar is fine. Yeah, right now it is. Right now it is. But trust me, a year, 5 years from now, you're going to be falling apart.
And then you also have the skinny fat too, where people don't realize that they – are fat.
They still
inside.
Have metabolic syndrome.
They look skinny on the outside, but fat on the inside.
Yeah, because they fit into a size 4 dress or a size 32 pants, and they feel like, well, I'm fine. There's nothing wrong with me.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, Adele Moussa, he points it out very well, very eloquently. The word fit now doesn't mean physically fit, performance fit. It means you fit into a certain size. You fit into a certain space. You fit into a certain body form.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the dangerous part. So, okay.
Do we need to take a break?
Yes, we do. Thank you. This is our last commercial break, I think. When we come back, what are we going to talk about?
When we come back, we have listener comments, questions.
Okay, so you're listening to the Elisa Profumo Show. I like that.
Casual Friday.
You're listening to Casual Friday. Okay, don't get mad.
I'm not.
And it's all arranged and assembled by Elisa Profumo, so stay tuned. We'll be right back.
fast, out-muscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre, intra, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today.
Iron Mag Labs is the leading supplement company offering the most hardcore pro-anabolic supplements. Visit IronMagLabs.com and check out our top-selling products. Asta RX, Halo Extreme, Sinustane RX, E-Control RX, Decadrol Max, Ultramale RX. Iron Mag Labs makes supplements that actually work. No hype, no BS, just real results. There's a reason you keep hearing about Iron Mag Labs. Come see what you're missing. Visit Iron Mag Labs at IronMagLabs.com for the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements.
This time of year, it seems everyone's sick. You need to do everything you can to avoid it. A healthy immune system starts with a healthy lifestyle. This includes Altrient C. Altrient C delivers the vitamin C your body needs. In fact, Altrient delivers 200% more vitamin C than pills or powders. Go to AltrientC.com. That's AltrientC.com. It even comes with a money-back guarantee. For vitamin C that actually gets absorbed, go to AltrientC.com or call 888-437-6353 to order. That's 888-437-6353. Altrient C. 21st century vitamin C.
Everyone wants growth hormone because growth hormone works. Now AgeForce is offering a buy one, get one free on their most popular transdermal patch. The power patch contains 25 milligrams of real somatropin per patch. It delivers real competent human growth hormone right to your bloodstream without the discomfort of injections. There's never been a better time to see what the power patch can do for you. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AgeForce banner ad today. This offer ends soon. Get your growth hormone the AgeForce way. Power Patch.
No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan 2, Mechano Growth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Company.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
I like this one too.
Every day I'm hustling. Every day I'm hustling.
Every day I'm hustling here at the Superhuman Radio Station.
And we are all thankful for that.
So am I.
Most of us.
I'm happy I have a job.
Exactly. Okay, so I just wanted to read a few listener comments.
Yeah, absolutely.
This is from Robert Losey. He said, I like the show on carrageenan. I looked at the label on Twin Labs Amino Fuel, and guess what? Carrageenan. In caplets.
And I don't know. I was like, why would they put carrageenan in a gel cap of a supplement? You're not, unless they anticipate people chewing them. Like, well, maybe some people are chewing. We want them to taste like they have fat in them or something.
I would have never thought that carrageenan would be in caplets. So I guess you have to read labels of everything.
I mean, really? Like, I'm with you, Robert. Like, really? Like, in capsules and caplets? We have to worry about carrageenan now?
Mm-hmm.
It's ridiculous.
Okay. So do you want to read the next one?
The one from Deborah Rock?
Sure.
It's actually a two-part. She says, I want to say thanks to Superhuman Radio. I have fibromyalgia and started listening to your show. I've been doing the healthy life work that is talked about by Carl and Elisa. I'm happy to say that I feel so much better. What they say is really true. I feel like a new person. Thank you so much. I was in bed for 2 years all the time. Also have chronic fatigue syndrome. My memory was so bad, I couldn't remember how to write a check. Before my illness, I taught barber college for years. Now everything has changed for the best. Thank you for that, and thanks to Superhuman Radio. And you know who this is, Deborah Rock?
She's the one that we talked about last week that has the DHR whip, the coconut oil.
It's the best body lotion I've ever found. I mean, no, it's just unbelievable.
We were out of town, and we forgot to take it with us. And
right.
My skin is so sensitive. I used whatever was at the hotel, and
you
my
broke
skin
out.
Broke out. And so then when I came home, I started using that again, and it just helped me. It helped clear my skin right up, and it feels so soft.
I use it after the shower. In fact, what I do is I don't even towel off anymore. I take the jar into the shower with me, and right after the shower, I take the towel and just gently pat my body, but there's still droplets all over me. And then I put the DHR whip on my body. And then I don't even towel off. I throw a robe on and just like let it soak in for a while. And my skin looks and feels better for like the entire day. Most of the time when I put lotion on, like I used to buy that Queen Helene big cocoa butter, which I like because it worked for me. But the problem with the Queen Helene was I had to put it on in the morning and then I had to put it on in the evening because I get real ashy skin because I'm dark. And so when I get dry skin, I get real ashy looking. And so I would have to put that stuff on twice a day. But with this DHR whip, I put it on once. And the truth is I probably can go 2 days without putting it on, if the truth be told, because it soaks in so it's absorbed so well. The website is DHRorganicWhip.com. And I know we've had listeners order it. I'd love to hear your feedback. If you have purchased DHR whip from a listener of the show, Deborah Rock, send me an email at onair@superhumanradio.com and tell me what you think of it. I'd like to hear from you. I really would. So it's great stuff.
It really is. I love it. Yeah. And then the last one was last week we talked about MyFitnessPal, the
right.
app. And I know you mentioned this before on another show.
I affectionately call it my fatness pal.
Cody sent us an email saying that we could actually go to the MyFitnessPal.com and adjust the ratios of our macronutrients and make them whatever you want.
And that's so cool. I mean, I did. When he pointed that out, I went right to the website and I made it the 50-30-20 that I like to stick to, 50% protein, 30% carbs, 20% fat. And now it tracks the way I like things tracked.
Mm-hmm.
So now when I have 250 grams of protein in a day, it doesn't go, "Warning, warning, Will Robinson, you've gone over on your protein. Your kidneys are going to fail." So yeah, that's very cool. What else do we have here, Lisa? Richard Patterson, did he have something also? Great show.
Yeah, that was just last week's comment that he made on last week's Casual Friday. He wants us to consider discussing further the use of dehydrators and Trader Joe's for some products and supplements from other places. I guess that's on the budget friendly show.
Yeah, and we will do the show. This show is going to take a little while to put together, but we will do the show on budgeting and eating right on a budget. And when we talk eating right, we're not talking about the ADA's approach to corn and grain is healthy and should make up the foundation of your diet.
But as far as like the dehydrators go, with summer and gardens coming on, I will be using mine a lot, so we'll be talking about that for sure.
Yeah. What else do we have to talk about, Elisa? Is there anything else that we've forgotten?
Nope.
Okay. Thank you so much for listening this week.
Yes, thank you.
And as always, thank you. And thank you to everybody who's contributed to the show. And we will see you next week with more Superhuman Radio.